pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, Frank.
Oh,
wow.
Punch that up a little bit loud if you can. Just a little bit.
But your hands and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles.
Give me no
phone when you decide on a
409. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land, call it, and the poor boys on the line.
Bye,
so working on a T-bone steak on a carny flight on the Trolley Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he was sitting at the terminal gate.
It's
the terminal zone. Touch your engine and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, you may know for Virginia side what a boy can do.
Oh my goodness, man! Velas.
Hey, Yakshamash.
All right, let's get this party started. Good morning, everybody. It is 6:11 on this Friday, April 10th, coming to you live from Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. Great to be back. Last time we were here, Roger.
Wow, those dudes are loud down there, aren't they?
Thought it was us.
Wow, Chuck Barrett's a little loud. Forget that. Yeah. Chuck, could you turn it down a little bit, Chuck, down there? There's another show going on here.
You popped him down. You know, if you could, Todd, call the Chuck and Bo show.
Tell him to too loud. Yeah.
Tell him to turn it down.
We're back at Oakland. The last time we were here, Roger, it was 73,000, a record-breaking day.
Yeah.
It was madness, but it was a lot of fun. Weather was great. Chris O always joins us when we're over here to start the show. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Great to be back. You know, tonight we got the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. I'm emceeing that. Then this is the second year it's been over here, and we had a reception last night at Mainline. And so you got in the big Apple Blossom races this weekend. And so even though, you know, you've had the Arkansas Derby, you guys are still racing until May.
We are still racing until May, and we expect to have a really big day on Saturday.
Yeah. Know,
Apple Blossom Day will get a big crowd as well.
That's right.
Good weather.
Yep.
We'll have the infield open, have all the kids zone out there. So, I mean, it should be a big day for us.
Y'all are due having some good weather days. You
know,
over the years, y'all have had plenty of bad ones, but to have the magnificent day. And I remember seeing you when I was walking off towards the end of Derby Day, just how what madness that was, you know.
Maybe a little frantic.
Yeah, but that's what you want to have. You want to have that. I mean, yeah. I'm sure you'll go back and figure out, you know, if we have that bigger crowd again. I mean, you had lines everywhere, and that's what happens. But good to have that kind of problem.
It was.
You know?
It was.
Yeah.
Good day.
If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037, we'll have the whole crew. We call them the Oakland crew.
Is that the All-Star crew?
Oakland. We need more juice from you. Back in the studio, we've got Toddy Pierce filling in for Christian Weaver. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just did a Facebook Live out on the track. We'll go back out there about 7 o'clock and show the horses out there. I tell you, every time I do that, Chris, I get a huge response because people love seeing it.
It's
such a unique deal. As I mentioned tonight, is the Sports Hall of Fame. So we'll have Lewis Sella. Normally we have all you guys come by, Chris, Wayne Smith, Zach, everybody, Nancy, Dave, Jason. But we'll have Lewis Sella, who is going in tonight. He is 60 years old. He is the great-grandson of the original founder of Oakland back in 1904. I think it was his grandfather and his great-uncle.
I think so,
And, of course, his dad went to the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. The late Charles Sella went to the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame in 2008. I think he's a different guy than what his dad was. I never was around him, but it's what I heard. But I tell you, they're tall drinks of water, and I tell you what Lewis has done. I mean, this track and this resort is, you know, I saw in the paper today, I don't know if you saw that. You know, now, if his dad could come back and look at what this place is, where you never have to leave. You get your hotel room, you swim a little bit,
yeah.
You get your spa, you come out and watch the horses, you can lay some bets, you can play some, you know, card games, and then, you know what? Then you go have a great dinner, and you never leave the property.
I know.
Yeah.
So it's, if these walls could talk as well.
Last night, I got a chance for Roger to go around. Buck James is going in. Lee Hardman, remember, he was such a good coach, and good to see a lot of the faces. Last night, Greg Catcher last night, Steve Qualls and the gang, and it's always a good night. It's cool to be back here at Oakland for that event. It's
great article on Alex Collins.
I saw his mom last night, and we'll go over some of his stats.
Sure.
Some of his stats, I mean, he's one of only three running backs in the history of the SEC to do, I think it's 1,000 yards for the three seasons.
First three games. He was 1,000 yards for the first three seasons.
I think he was the first guy to go 100 yards per game the first three games.
He's one of only three guys to do
1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
D-Mac
and Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have come back and broke all the records, but he didn't. Of course, tragically killed in a motorcycle wreck at age 28. His mom was there last night. I saw her. Yeah. Remember, she was the one, Chris, that did not want him to come to Arkansas. He's from South Florida. And she wanted him to go to Miami, so she would not sign back then. You had to do a letter of intent. And she stole the letter of intent and hit.
Well, she, you know what? Yeah. And the funny part is, reading when you forget so many things, the part that I picked up on was that she probably breathed a sigh of relief when Bielema left Wisconsin,
because
recruited him from there, you know, and then now he's at Arkansas.
That's right. He's a little bit closer to home.
Well, I mean, but, you know, when you know, for his mom to go, I thought I was done. She didn't say that. I just thought I was done with that dude. Maybe I could get him back here now, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And so she brought a lot of family.
She took off with the agreement.
Family members with her last night. And so, anyway, that's always a good event. And having it over here, if they haven't had, of course, Dwayne Lucas also being honored.
He is.
Posthumously,
yeah.
Just like Alex. And I think his wife is going to be here.
His family.
So, obviously, Hall of Famer, not only in the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame, he's in the Horse Racing Hall of Fame. So, Van Compton's another one, Roger. She coached volleyball at ULR forever. Yeah. I mean, I have to go back off the top of my head, but she's a great inductee. So, Nathan Brown, UCA, is going in this year as well. Guy that was a little bit before me, Peter Doolin, who was a great tennis player at Arkansas. Also, you have the Masters going on, and Chris, that's another thing you can watch. You know, if you're a golfer, you can come in and watch all the TVs pop out there.
We'll have a few TVs with it on for sure.
Yeah. Roger, it was weird. Roger not being here last night doing his trivia. Rory McIlroy, obviously had a good day yesterday. When I think the last time he started this well, I think he's good. You know, he's won it, but he's got a lot to go. You usually don't win it on the first day. I heard Acre talking about it yesterday. You can lose it on the first day, but a lot of times you don't need to try to win it on the first day. I was going to mention also too today something new for us. Ella McDowell starts today. She is the third baseman for the Razorbacks, Chris, and we've been able to have a player on the team for the last 4 years now, and they've come so close to getting the World Series in Oklahoma City. And so anyway, that starts today. She's a stud superstar. So looking forward to having her. And then make sure too, racing is today. First post time 12:45.
That's right.
And I think unlike you can't get a hotel room if you wait till the weekend on Derby Day, but you might find some. Maybe not tonight. Because you've got the Sports Hall of Fame, but maybe you can call and find out tomorrow night. You certainly should be.
Pretty booked up.
Even tomorrow night.
Yeah, I do.
And how many weeks we got left of racing exactly? Is it four?
We go to May 2nd.
Is it four?
4 weekends counting this one. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything going on in the casinos that we need to know about? Any promotions?
We're still getting people signing up for the Bronco giveaway.
Yeah. When is that coming up?
That's May 2nd. So we'll have casino entries and we'll have racing entries, and we'll come together right before the Kentucky Derby, and we'll have at least 16 qualifiers out there, and then they'll draw from a drone.
Have you seen it?
Who wins. It's sweet.
I parked. I didn't stay here last night, so I parked across the street. It's right there at the track entrance when you come in. It's right
up
sitting
front.
Out right up there. Yeah, right
facing
up, right.
Central.
It's a beautiful vehicle, man.
Yeah,
it's pretty awesome. Yeah.
And I do want to say, I know some ladies are really upset with us right now because they get excited when we come to Oklahoma because they know at 6:05 they get to see Mr. Cavs.
Yeah.
And Chris asked us. He requested that we not show his calves on camera. So right now, ladies, you cannot.
Oh,
you cannot see the super cast.
Can't do it, and that's a lot of it. It's like the Seinfeld episode. Where George is a hand model. And he's getting them insured. Have you insured the calves?
I have not. No.
Okay.
No.
Wow. So they're still the people's.
You know? Yeah,
they're the people's calves.
Today is National Siblings Day. You got siblings, Chris?
I did. He passed away, yeah.
And how old was he when he passed?
Let's see. He was 23, 22.
Gotcha. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's been a long time ago.
Yeah, that's
amazing how time flies.
That's a tough one. Roger's got 18 siblings. How many siblings you got?
I have six, and my oldest passed. It'll be 2 years, May 4th.
Where do you rank in the hierarchy?
I'm number five and six.
Number five and six.
The interesting part is if we are not a Catholic family and to have, you know, that many kids, a lot of my Catholic friends, I thought, wow, you've got brothers and sisters too. But, you know, and then you come to find out that not a lot of people practice that in Catholicism anymore, having that many kids and doing that anymore. So, but I've got six. I love them all. Randy, Barbara, Larry, Tammy, and Michael is the youngest.
And then Roger, I mean, you know, with a big family, you're not always going to get along all the time. You have those bumps in the road.
You know what? And that's a sad thing. But I've made strides with my sister Tammy.
So proud of you.
Well, it's 100%. You don't have any.
I know, I have none.
Which was a bad thing in that regard, but you got everything at Christmas you wanted.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, yeah.
Never got told no.
He never got told no.
Not true.
He threw a fit.
Well,
we'll see. He's probably done.
Chris,
he was 30 years old, threw a fit at Disney for his mom and dad to buy him a movie quality wolf mask.
There's Romo Quet down there. Let me remind everybody, though, when it came time to, hey, time to mow the yard, time to take out the trash. There was nobody else to go.
Excellent point.
That was always.
You didn't get to draw straws.
No, it was
trash.
Yeah, I
at least got to do that.
Yeah. Now, Todd, how many total siblings do you have, Toddy Pierce?
I have 6.
Wow. Just like.
Well, I come from a broken home, but if you want to, if you count all the different step and half relations, I have 6.
Someone pointed that out to me not too long ago. So you have some bonus siblings.
Yes.
That's better than broken. You know what? Because the lady when I said, "Yeah, you have a wonderful stepdaughter," she goes, "I don't like that word." Well, it was the daughter that told me such and such was your stepmom.
Yeah.
So when I went and talked. I said that you have a wonderful stepdaughter. She goes, I don't like that word. I call her my bonus daughter. So I looked right at her and said, you have a wonderful bonus daughter. Next time, I'll just keep telling them.
Yeah,
the sun is coming up. I love seeing the sun coming up.
Isn't
on
that
the
a
truck.
Good,
yeah,
good
it,
shot
it,
right
yeah,
there.
It sure is. It's also National Farm Animals Day. I do not joke. Have you ever been around a farm animal? Did you ever grow up?
Yeah.
You did?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So what farm animal do you remember?
Goats.
All right.
Cows.
So did you milk a cow?
No.
Okay.
I didn't get
did you
that
milk
closer.
A goat?
Donkeys.
You had all that? So
my wife's parents, they have a farm in Batesville.
Okay. I sort of feel like, Roger, that we sort of missed that. People who sort
well,
of
that's why they gave us the opportunity to be in 4-H, and either you took it or you didn't, And the closest I got to farm animals was reading Charlotte's Web, man.
That's it.
And
that's
marvelous pig. Oh,
what is the most difficult, for those people that are on farms, what's the most difficult chore to do? The thing that, oh, man, I hated doing that. Is it the milking the cow? Is it something else?
I mean, kind of listening to my wife's parents is giving birth to the cows, and like if something goes wrong, if something goes crazy, especially with the horses too.
Yes,
it's like it's kind of an ordeal.
I've seen that. I don't want any part of that. We've been up there, Roger, for the with the Bradshaws. Remember they had that thing where they're reaching up in there. These are horses now, which they probably have to do here
to help breathe.
Sometimes turn them around.
The little jumping goats are very popular.
Those are wild, dude. When you see goats in trees, and you go, man.
And they faint too, don't they?
No, that's right. They just fall over.
It's called the LeBron flop. I think is what they do.
The other thing that we always have to ask when we come over here, Ralph Schuster is our salesperson for. He's got the Oakland account. Ralph, how did you do last night in the Oakland Casino? Usually, Ralph always wins.
So. Usually, it's always.
That's why he looks a little down.
But here's the deal.
He does look a little beat up this morning.
Yes.
Come on, Ralph.
That's a veteran move. He might not have to report everything.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. I've already seen we hear farm animals on the bus every day. There you go. I've milked a cow a time or two. Very nice. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. Here at Oakland, I think we're over here one or two more times. Of course, I did see the announcement too, Chris, that you guys are looking, according to Louisella, and Jason will tell us that in a minute, maybe moving some of the dates again.
We are.
Which I think is always a good idea. You're trying to find, what's the best
fit. Best thing that works for the fans, the horses.
Horses. And so that's exciting. Again, it's adapting. That's why tonight at the Sports Hall of Fame, you think of where this place has come since 1904 and what it's become, and you say something that, when I bring in the Bulls Award winners, I'll probably mention this tonight, is that, sometimes you forget until you bring somebody in from out of state and they get here for the first time, they're like, wow. There's a perception in Arkansas, it can't be great because it's in Arkansas, and some people don't know the history of Hot Springs and all that, and so that's why you got to give credit to Lewis and all you guys, Wayne and all of you, and Eric Jackson, and everybody who has built this thing up to what it is today.
Yeah,
I think that, Roger, I've been doing this show, we've been coming over here 22 years with this show. And then before that, you and Tommy, I'm sure, were doing it. And then Stanley and I did it for a couple of years. So it's, 25 years of coming over here. And, isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
I know.
Well, you know what? And for somebody like myself,
I'm really not old,
who's lived here and done it as well. You from here?
No.
Okay. I didn't think you were. At least I couldn't remember. Is that for us to see the change that has happened on this campus?
Yeah.
You know, since I was in high school, I mean, several of the friends that I know that come to play trivia with us on Thursday, Mike Garner, Kenny Elster, some of those other guys, I don't think Qualls did. Their job was, they had a race season job, was to come in here at night after the races, clean up everything, clean up and do all that, and then they'd be at school the next day, you know, that sort of thing. So they did that for a while. So all those things, you pay $2 to get
yeah,
in, you
yeah,
know.
Was changing, yeah.
I mean, this, it's hard for me to even remember what this space,
what used to be. Yeah, this used to be the prime spot to make your bet and had the bank of
this whole main line area. Yeah.
It was the first one you would come into. You used to, you would see it.
Yeah, all the mutual tellers are right over there.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah. It's just a smart move to take that space and make it usable.
Before we go to break here, someone says regarding farm tours, shoveling out chicken houses has to be up there pretty high on the list.
Oh,
terrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sure.
Someone asked, is Oakland going to book some more concerts coming up?
Yeah, we got some.
Yeah, and
in work.
I know you got one that is
Rick Springfield, May 1st.
Is this still got tickets available?
I think there's a few available.
I think there's
a few available. I think they're going to be going pretty quick here as we get closer to the day.
That's going to be a great concert. Nancy, somebody says, Nancy Holtz's turkey call, anyone? Yeah, Nancy does the turkey call.
She does.
A turkey. Always a pleasure, Chris. We'll take a break, come back, we'll visit with Jason Milligan and find out what's going on with horse racing again.
You bet.
12:45 today.
That's right.
And then what about
12:45, I suppose.
All the rest of the weekend.
Rest of the weekend.
Infill's open, kid stuff, if you want to bring your kids.
That's right, bring them out.
Yeah,
wear them out. I'll take it out. That's what I'll say.
Well, let me tell you what, it was magnificent. If you didn't want to stand in line, maybe not, but just to see the weather and how perfect. Congratulations on a new record.
Yeah. There's good energy out there.
And you got a horse that's the favorite to win the Kentucky Derby.
That's right.
All right, we'll take a break. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show coming up. Jason Milligan and Todd, make sure we're still good. You can hear us. We're good. There we go. That's the area.
We're good.
All right, buddy. We'll come back in just a minute. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Also, too, we're battling Bo and Chuck today. And, you know, Chuck projects louder. You know, he's used to doing this at a stadium.
Yeah.
It's a fine. We're just, you know what? We've got to raise our game. See you, Chris. See you, buddy. All right. Go away. It is 628 here, Morning Mayhem.
Bermuda's flip-flops and a tank top tan. Keep off this first top at 10 a.m. That's Bob. He's our president. We're checking out the girls on the upper deck.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mill exit.
This is SportsCenter.
The number 22 Arkansas Razorbacks go back on the road this weekend as they face number 9 Alabama. The Hogs will do so with a change in their starting rotation. Redshirt sophomore left-hander Hunter Dietz gets the start for the Razorbacks tonight. Left-hander Cole Gibler also moves to the starting rotation. He'll start Saturday's game. The Razorbacks have not yet announced a starter for Sunday's series finale. Tonight's game from Sewell Thomas Stadium gets underway at 6 o'clock. That means the pregame show with Phil Elson on the Razorback Sports Network gets underway at 5:30 right here on The Buzz. Another in-state Division I action this weekend. Arkansas State hosts a big weekend series with number 11 Coastal Carolina. UALR is at SIU Edwardsville. UCA is at Lipscomb. UAPB takes on Prairie UANM. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a warm Friday, a high of 82 degrees. We'll be partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower or maybe a thunderstorm, but that's only a 10% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to the mid and upper 50s. Tomorrow, a warm Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 84. Rain chances return Sunday. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Kaufman by Design West presents the Morning Mayhem Man Cave Contest. Do you have a cool man cave? Submit a photo at 1037thebuzz.com. We'll pick a winner for Best Razorback Man Cave and Best General Man Cave. Each winner will win a Morning Mayhem broadcast from their man cave with breakfast from Down Home Catering and a $100 Corky's gift card. Get to 1037thebuzz.com and get those photos submitted. The Morning Mayhem Man Cave Contest brought to you by Kaufman by Design West.
This is David Basil for my bank, Simmons Bank. I love the fact that Simmons Bank started in Pine Bluff way back in 1903 with a little over $3,000 in deposits, and over the last 122 years, they've grown to 6 states, 200 locations, and $27 billion in assets. But the best thing is, they've never forgotten where home is. They're committed to helping Arkansans reach their dreams. Whether it's a home loan or money for home improvements, Simmons Bank wants to help. They can turn the equity in your home into a line of credit or help take your business to the next level. Just start by going online and opening an account at SimmonsBank.com. It's that simple. And if you haven't noticed, Simmons Bank is in the community because they live where you live. Simmons Bank Arena in North Little Rock, Simmons Bank Field at War Memorial Stadium, and Simmons Bank Field and Pavilions at UAPB. Just some of the venues that Simmons Bank supports. And congrats to Simmons for hosting the second Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens at Pleasant Valley Country Club. Another outstanding job. Well done. And if you haven't noticed, I am proud to call Simmons Bank my bank. It's the 50th anniversary customer appreciation sale Saturday, April 11th through Friday, April 17th at Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russellville. Save 20 to 50% off store-wide and register to win $50,000 in giveaways, including a fantasy hot tub, salt system, pool heater, big green egg, and more. Special pricing on Caldera hot tubs and all Pollywood furniture. It's the Luxury Pool & Spa 50th anniversary sale April 11th through the 17th and save up to 50% off store-wide. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
Hey, Central Arkansas, are you tired of living in pain, back pain, neck pain, headaches? The Joint Chiropractic is the answer. Open Monday through Saturday so we can fit even the busiest schedules. With convenient locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, and Bryant, relief is always close by. First visit is just $29, including your consultation, exam, and adjustment. And you never need an appointment. See us at The Joint Chiropractic and start feeling better today.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Yeah, I love it, David. David Smith, listen, good morning, Baz. Let's get YouTube going. I mean, listen, our listeners are demanding it, Roger.
Well, we're going to get that
figured out.
We like doing a lot of things. Everything we do, we try to do for you guys, like mugs. Looking at some new mugs. You talked to Stevie about that last night.
Time with Steve and Melissa last night.
Yeah.
We're going to do some, besides even mugs.
The tumblers.
Tumblers.
Yeah, well, I'm glad somebody finally listened.
We are here at Oaklawn. Again, it's one of our always favorite places to go. Look at Roger. Look at the sun coming up. Look at the Arkansas flag blowing over there. Jason Milligan joined us. Jason, how are you? Good to see you, buddy.
Great to see you guys. We're doing well.
He's the director of racing here, and one of the videos everybody loves to see is when the horses come out of the stables or the barn.
Yes.
And so I'll go out there and film that here in just a second. Congrats on the new record. Last time we
appreciate
saw
it.
73,000. Crazy day.
Greatest racing fans in the state.
Yeah.
We have the greatest fans.
You have a horse that may be the favorite or is the favorite right now early on for the Kentucky Derby, huh?
Yeah, Renegade.
Yeah.
And big news for him earlier this week, which it kind of surprised me, is that the jockey committed to him for the Derby. He had his option of two or three different horses, and they went ahead and committed to him earlier this week, so that's a positive for him.
A big race this weekend out the Apple Blossom, and
yes.
Roger was breaking it down for me. This the depth now that he goes into horse racing is really impressive.
Now that he knows how to watch videos on Oaklawn anyway.
That's right.
Fire good.
For those who don't know, what's the significance of the Apple Blossom?
So there's new significance to the Apple Blossom. We'll get there, but obviously the main thing is for fillies and mares, it's like the earliest grade one of the year.
Gotcha.
It's kind of like our target for the horse. For the fillies and mares early in the year, grade one, $1.25 million doesn't hurt.
Yeah,
you know, that helps.
That's huge.
The new significance this year is the Breeders' Cup has a series called Win and You're In.
Okay.
So for the first time this year, the Apple Blossom is a Win and You're In race.
Okay.
For the Breeders' Cup filly and mare distaff.
For
the first time ever.
That's fantastic.
It's also the earliest winning your in race for any of the division horses for this year's Breeders' Cup. So basically what that means is the winner of this year's race has their nomination fees paid and their entry fees paid, and basically they have a spot reserved in the starting gate for them in October.
Is this
late October?
When you say it's the earliest, is that here or nationwide for the Breeders?
Nationwide
for the Breeders.
Yeah.
So the well, congrats on that. That's awesome.
So
that speaks volumes of this brand new race, man.
This year.
Yeah.
So
you know, the other thing I was going to say, Jason, I read the other day where you guys are even looking at changing some more dates around, and you look like you're trying to find what's going to fit best to promote Oaklawn,
yes,
to help out the horse owners, and you're just trying to find that perfect fit in there, right?
Always got to move around. We all know if you kind of just say stay stagnant,
yeah,
it kind of gets boring.
Yeah.
So it's something we're looking at. Like I said, nothing official yet, but we are looking very closely at it.
And basically, it's almost like we've talked about the Masters today. You've got the Majors and Masters. You've got the Triple Crown races,
yes,
especially the Kentucky Derby, and you're trying to position yourself to at the best point with that race for this discussion, right?
Yes.
That's, yeah, what that's,
yes,
about, yeah.
Well, it's not just that race. It's just our whole race meet.
Right.
You know, did 4 days a week,
yeah,
work?
Yeah.
Or do we need to go back to 3 days?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's those times. Well, and that affects the calendar because you want to still get your total number of race days in.
Right. Well, I love the fact that you guys are willing to be flexible on that. And we mentioned Louis Sella going to the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame tonight.
Yes.
And
Wayne Lucas.
Andy Wayne Lucas. Yeah, I'm glad you,
yes,
mentioned that. I think his wife is accepting,
yes,
on his behalf.
She's here.
Yeah, I hate that we did not get him in.
Yeah.
And that's why, Roger, we've talked about this before. I didn't think about, you know, I'm very honored to have been voted in the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame, but do it while people are alive.
Yeah.
That's where the family can enjoy it, you know. And so that's good that, you know, if Lewis is only 60, Lewis Sella going in.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, better than, you know, if he's not here.
Right.
And I hate that we
Nathan
missed.
Brown.
Yeah, Nathan Saint, that's a great point, Roger.
Yeah.
You know, why, if you've got a Hall of Fame, and I listen, you've got to get the folks who deserve to be in there, but,
yeah,
but why not go ahead and get them in there where the family can enjoy,
right,
it and that kind of deal.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think the one thing in what you're saying is he has been an Arkansas Sports Hall of Famer long ago.
Yes.
So that's when you want to get him, and it may take others a little bit longer to do a little, you know, to get that to that point. But D. Wayne Lucas is synonymous with Arkansas sports, and he's done that for many years, longer.
Yes.
It's National Sibling Day. Jason, do you have siblings?
I have a sister.
I have a sister.
Yes.
You're the older.
I am the older.
Okay.
So you're
big brother.
I'm big brother.
I always wonder what it was like to be the big brother.
I have,
you know,
one, and it's tough when you're the big brother to a little brother who can beat you up. That's always tough.
Yeah. Did that happen to you?
Michael got,
Mom! Mom!
Well, it started.
Well, that happens with a little sister.
Well, you
too.
Would tear up each other's, you know, I remember him going up and kicking my light bright in one time when we were kids.
Your light bright?
Kick my light bright in, dude.
Oh,
you know,
man, that's yeah,
and it was over. Yeah, you know, it's over. It was bad enough that all I had was construction paper that I'd already used. You know, you had to keep reusing the snowman. But he did that. Then we got into a fight when our Adam's apples dropped.
Did
and
your
all that.
Did your dad go knock it off? Knock it off.
Larry would come break it up, but Larry would let it go on for a minute.
Yes,
you know,
just
to say.
Did you ever have to step in for your sister to go back off? You better treat her. Did you ever have to do that?
Well, it was different because she always kind of hung out with my friends.
Okay.
So it wasn't so much of like,
gotcha,
I had to go up to a stranger type person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
in that part, I had it easy.
My dad had a brother that he was a little estranged with, and he's got his sister. He hadn't spent as much time. And I encouraged him, even though my dad's 85. I said, Dad,
yeah,
I know it's your brother, you know, and you argue, but, you know, it's your brother. It's your blood.
Yep.
Try to figure out a way to, if you can. Sometimes, Roger, you know, you try your best and
you do.
You know, it doesn't work.
It's also but you know what? But it's one of those things where, you know, like I was talking with my sister, Tammy, and some of the others, is that there was a time when we all sat around waiting for every kid to get downstairs to open up Christmas presents.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, some things are irreparable. You can't. You just can't. You can't do it. But we were all excited for the other one in those days, and it's terrible when families can't. It's bad enough for friends, but for families,
yes,
and it's crazy. But you try. So I hope your dad can make amends.
Not
make amends or just, you know, get together.
He's been doing.
Who did I read that just did something like that? It was. I just saw something on social about Wynonna Judd and Ashley Judd. She was speaking about that very thing. She's 4 years older than Ashley. They went separate ways. Wynonna spent all that time with her mom traveling, becoming famous. Ashley had to go out on her own and do that. And Wynonna has kids. Ashley does not, or at least when this interview was taking place, her mom was still alive. So that's how many years it's been. But just seeing that, and I'm sure everybody else sees it on there as well. And they just Which is, and you look at that and you go, but your family.
Yeah, what could really be that? How'd you go that wrong?
Yeah. I mean,
everybody, too, that even though you may want to come over here and there's horse racing going on, if you want to watch the Razorbacks play baseball, they play Alabama tonight. You got the women who will have Ella McDowell on a little bit later. They're playing Mississippi State. The Masters, all that can be.
Yes.
You can come over here and participate in all the things Oakland related to, all the things we've talked about, the massages, the dinners, the casino, watching horse racing, yes, and still be able to watch your favorite sport event.
There's only 14 days left.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
There's only four weekends, 14 days. So, yeah.
How is your gas tank? Is it on? Is it fumes?
We're good.
Because last year, you see more exhausted last year than you do this year.
Yep.
So maybe this season has gone a little bit smoother?
This meat's gone smoother.
Well, you've had some added, not responsibilities, but added info that you've had to immerse yourself in, which is this grade A with the auto to the Breeders' Cup and all those different things, all those different elements that just go into, or you're already full cornucopia, if you will.
Now it's playing. Now we just got to make sure it falls through.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
You'll appreciate that. How old are you, Jason?
I am 54.
Yeah, you're not quite as old as us, but you can appreciate this. Two great personalities in sports birthdays today, both football. John Madden and Don Meredith.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
wow.
two of them that turned out to be great on TV. And Don was obviously Meredith, who was a staple on Monday Night Football. And John Madden and Pat Summerall.
I missed that. That was my favorite.
I think they were the best.
That was my favorite duo.
Yeah.
Two of my daughters named after Don Meredith. Her name is Meredith.
Okay.
I was just saying.
Is that right?
Don,
did I know that?
I don't know.
Wow.
You do now.
Well, I know that you're named after Roger.
I know. How about that?
Turn out the Roger lights. Doctor. The party's over.
That's right. Turn out the lights.
And that would be his. That would be his phrase.
He did that. He sure did. That was Monday Night Football at its finest.
Oh,
not the Keith Jackson. Keith Jackson had it that one year, but when they had the triplets in there with Gifford and
Meredith
Cosell.
Gifford and Cosell.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. Come back with Nancy Holtz. Jason, always great to see you. Congrats on a great year.
Yeah, man. Post one or two more times this year?
That's right. One or two more times. Post time, 12:45 all 3 days. That's 3 days, right?
Yes.
At what time will the Apple Blossom be run tomorrow?
Oh, it's going to be race 11 of 12 or something like that.
I got to tell you, race 10 of 12. You're probably used to dealing with it, but it was weird for me.
I'm already 4 days of entries ahead of that.
Right,
I've had other entries.
It was sort of weird watching the Arkansas Derby be so late. That's the way it works. I'm sure for television and all the things. What was it? 6:45 or something?
Yeah, 6:54.
It's almost 7:00. Yeah. It was almost.
Why we're the only game in town?
I know. That's the strategy.
Yeah, and one quick hit for you off air. You know, we're still expecting Sovereignty Horse of the Year to enter the Oakland Handicap next week. We take those entries on Sunday, so we're kind of excited and getting prepared for Sunday for next Saturday.
I think you teased that, so that'll be exciting news. And by the way, I had a great dinner last night on the Bugler patio.
Yes.
As the weather, I mean.
It's that time of year.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It's that time of year.
All right, Jason, thanks so much, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. All right, do not go away if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. All you folks that are watching on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, anything else, X, we appreciate you listening. Terrestrial, those who just listen in your radio, in your car, at home, whatever, your phone, we're glad you're listening.
Do you do that on your radio?
What's that?
I mean, I use my phone for even that.
It's just a habit for me to use the radio.
Yeah.
I love our 100,000 watt blowtorch
that we have,
the tower of Tubba Chenal Mountain. It's 100 stories tall, Jason.
Wow. It's 100 stories tall.
I'm
going to let you climb that.
We are battling Chuck and Bo next to us. It's almost come to fisticuffs already this morning. We'll have Nancy Holtz up next. I'll be out there on the track here shortly getting some video. Todd Pierce back in the studio taking us to break. Don't go away.
Gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10. I know she's got ruby red lips, blonde.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available in Arkansas. With FanDuel, you can get in on the action any night of the week. Plus, you can even combine your bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at an even bigger payout. And for a limited time, new Arkansas customers get started with $300 in bonus bets, guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. So just visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to sign up today. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started with $300 in bonus bets when you place your first $5 bet. Play your game with FanDuel, now available in Arkansas. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued at non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac, and I couldn't have done this for almost 20 years and not deliver on what we're offering. When you shop Parker Cadillac, you're not just getting a great price, you're getting exceptional customer service. We've got something for every budget, but most importantly, we're offering you a first-class buying experience on the absolute highest quality of pre-owned and certified vehicles, with 2 years of complimentary oil changes absolutely free. It's time to expect more from your auto dealer. It's time you let Parker Cadillac put you in a vehicle today. Shop online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Orange is not your color, and stripes are for zebras. It's criminal not to hire Lion Legal. There's no one better to protect your pride than our pride of Legal Lions. When in war, you need the roar. For exceptional communication and exceptional results in all criminal-related legal matters, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. If constant pain in your shoulders, back, knees, or other joints is just part of your daily routine, let me tell you, the folks at QC Kinetics can help. They are experts at resolving joint pain because they are the nation's leader in regenerative therapy. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free consultations right now. It's a no-pressure conversation. You sit down with a medical professional, talk about where you're hurting, and what you've already tried. They'll walk you through what's actually happening inside your joints, explain your options, and show you how their treatments can help your body heal naturally. No sales pitch, no commitment. And no, we're not talking about taking pain pills or surgery. Their focus is on resolving the pain at its source using your body's own healing agents for real, lasting relief. They've already helped thousands. They can help you too. It all starts with a free consultation. Interested? Just call 501-393-1159. Appointments are filling up, so don't put it off. Take the easy first step and book your free consultation today. Call 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Do you feel that, Arkansas? The lotto jackpot is now more than $1 million. Why should you care? Because this million-plus prize can only be won in Arkansas. There are two lotto drawings every week, and the jackpot keeps growing until there's a winner. Join the fun and play lotto today. A $2 ticket could change your life. Get yours in stores today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Ever wonder what bugs do when you're not looking? With Bugtopia at the Little Rock Zoo, the world beneath your feet gets big. Like, really big. Meet the bugs that pollinate, build, and buzz our planet to life, up close and larger than ever. Bugtopia, crawling into the Little Rock Zoo March 21st through September 20th. It's wonder magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at littlerockzoo.com.
Listen each Friday during Drive Time Sports for the Basketball Insider in Arkansas. It's Bart Reed, made possible by Martin Orthopedics, with locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Cabot, and Hot Springs Village. Staffed with fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists. For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Wow. What is the, let's see here. Da-na-na-na-na. Is this what you think, Roger, when you walk into trivia?
I'm bang. This is the song that I hear when I park out in the parking lot and my face appears up on the big screen. I start walking a little bit, my head's bobbing a little bit, and I'm just, you know, I'm just a bobbing and a popping, Jack.
661-1037. Let's see if we've got Nancy Holtz.
Let's see if we've got Nancy Holtz.
Whoa! Whoa, got a little, what do you call that, Rob? Feedback, a little feedback there.
Hello.
Nancy, are you there?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Look at Nancy on the edge.
That's okay. This is how we do it. We take care of it. This is our Lou Gehrig moment. Yesterday was the greatest. I guess we can't until
yeah.
we turn around.
Nancy, we may not be able to do it. Yeah, Todd, are you hearing the repeat, or is it just us?
He's hearing it. No, I hear it. Yeah. I hear it as well. I'm not sure where it's coming from or how to remedy it.
Nancy, let us. I don't think it's going to work.
Why don't you call?
We're going to have to do you on a phone call. Yeah. I appreciate you doing trying to be.
Todd, look at those red and white buttons up on that board, Todd. Are any of them?
I'm going to send you Nancy's number. We're going to get her real quick here.
All right. While you're doing that,
I have it.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and call her if you don't mind. Thank you.
Oh, outstanding. No trivia last night, but we will be back next week, full force. I had a few people reach out and ask about that. Shout out to Matthew Muldoon, Robbie Moore, and even Robert Muldoon, who was on calls last night, and they were wanting to play trivia. So I hope a few people missed it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, there was a missing heartbeat in the room last night. Yes, it was a great reception for the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. But
plus, they spent a little time with the wifey.
Yes, they're playing pickleball, huh?
Well, not last night, but Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday we did. Yeah, played a little pickleball with some folks. Let me tell you, I may be the younger. I'm almost like Kramer. Going down to Boca, whatever it is, when he's down there amongst all the elderly that are living down there, he's still there are people that are probably 20 years older than me playing his pickleball.
Yeah.
And they're beasts.
Well, we talked about Justin's dad just put the devil spin.
He's got the devil spin on. This other guy has got it. And I thought if you hit the net, it was over. In that serve, there's another guy who just skirts that net.
He said skirts.
You hear what I said?
Look at that. Look at the flag. Look at the Arkansas flag blowing in the wind.
Yeah,
all right, Todd, you got Nancy there?
She's right there.
Hey, Nancy.
Morning,
that's better. Good morning. It's all right. Hey, listen, we give you credit for trying to do the tie line.
Didn't know you had it in you.
I'm sneaky like that.
Yes, you are. Hey, before we get to, horse talk, it's National Sibling Day. Does Nancy Holtz have siblings?
I do, indeed. I have a brother who is 7 years older, and we used to torture each other, but, you know, now that we're both adults, we're friends.
I got you. Well, Roger was talking about that. Listen, I don't know. I'm an only child, so I only can learn from others who go through that.
My sister Tammy is, what is she? She's 3 years older, maybe four. And, I mean, she still looks amazing. She does. So does my older sister, Barbara, but Tammy looks amazing. She's here.
By the way, we do have to mention, Nancy, because I know you know Belinda, too. Somebody just texted said the tears are flowing on Channel 7 because she's got about 7 minutes to go. After 39 years of television, she is done. She is retiring, and she gets to sleep in for a change.
She's an absolute treasure to our state. I mean, there is nobody better than Melinda, and I just wish her nothing but the best going forward.
Yeah, she'll have more time to come over to Oaklawn and come over to our studio and those kind of things. Well, first of all, congratulations on the Arkansas Derby, which was the last time we talked to you, and we were over here. 73,000, what a day that was. And then you got another great weekend this weekend. The weather's going to be perfect and the apple blossom. So congrats that y'all finally get some. Y'all are due consecutive weather days where people can get out here and have monster numbers out here.
Yeah, this weekend should be absolutely epic. Two graded stakes. And it's interesting this year, guys, because the apple blossom, which has produced so many champions in the past, it's now a win and you're in for the Breeders' Cup Distaff. So I've already predicted that it might not be the winner, but there is a filly or mare in Saturday's field that will win the Breeders' Cup Distaff.
Nancy, we don't claim to know horse racing very much. We try our best, and so that's why we asked you guys, you know, the stupid questions. And coming out too, in addition to this weekend, going back to the Derby, Renegade is, I mentioned to Jason, is this still the favorite to win the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, at last glance, he was the 4-1 favorite in the most recent Kentucky Derby wager pool. They did confirm that jockey Irad Ortiz Jr. will ride him in the Kentucky Derby, and he is definitely not just because he won the Arkansas Derby, but how he did it. So he is certainly my top pick for the Derby, and the added distance that you do see in the Triple Crown Series, this horse should gobble it up. Just pure class. And I think leap and bounds above the rest.
Can tell us about that. Can folks come out and be a part of your program on Saturday morning that you do? If so, what time and all the details of that?
I'm so glad you asked. So Dawn at Oaklawn this Saturday is very near and dear to my heart. We're going to do a tribute to the coach, a tribute to Hall of Fame trainer Dwayne Lucas.
Yeah.
He is getting inducted Friday tonight.
Tonight,
the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. And his wife, Lori, his grandson, Brady, and all of their family will be there with me Saturday morning for just a look back at the moments that we did get to share with him. So certainly looking forward to that. Barn tours at 7:45, 9 o'clock, and I'll be joined by the family and also some very, very special guests at 8:30 on the apron. So if you're around, come on out. It's going to be just a wonderful, wonderful time.
Yeah, only a few more weeks left. You know, again, usually in the old days, the season was over with, but you get to race until May, and again, you know,
14 days.
Yeah, 14 days of racing, and the good thing is that Oaklawn is a part of the national dialogue, as it always is, and so I know you're in the middle of that. We always appreciate when you jump on with us, Nancy. We miss seeing you. We know we've got you on so early. Yeah, we miss seeing you in person and your fashion statement today.
I will swing by when I get to the office. It won't be much longer, and I'll come give you a Friday hug.
Awesome. All right, Nancy, thanks so much. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
You guys too. I'll see you shortly.
All right. Remember, Melinda did say she said it was only 30% that she was going to cry. I said, are the tears going to be? And I was watching her read that, Roger, and she was not emotional at all, was she? It looked like it. You know, when you're reading the teleprompter, you know, I mean, she looked like, hey, I'm delivering this, and this is what I'm supposed to do. I mean, she's a professional.
That's
look
right.
at her. And
That's
so
right.
I, that probably other people are crying more than she has.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? How nice would it be, Rog, after 39 years ago? I'm sleeping in. But you know, hey, look at me. Hey, that ain't you. Yeah, you listen, no retirement for you coming up soon, my friend.
And yourself?
You're not, no. We're going to the grave. Ralph, you can't quit either. We're going to be coming to Oakland when we're 90.
Well, listen, 90. Here's the deal. You know what? Because you know why? We're powered by FanDuel.
I'm sorry.
It's the only thing I knew to say because it's so new, so I threw that in there. We got a little bit of pump towards FanDuel.
We haven't mentioned the Oakland Sports app powered by FanDuel.
That's right.
I went on the app and I bet on the game the other day. I don't even remember who I bet on. It was the National Championship games. I need to check, see if I got any money in my account.
We don't know what's up. Isn't that the track announcer?
Is that Blake? It's Matt. No, I think it's Matt.
Is that Matt or Blake?
So I'm going to go out there here in a few minutes. I'm going to film the horses, which is really one of the coolest things in the country. And we'll post it on Facebook here shortly. We are competing against Bo and Chuck. It almost came to fisticuffs a minute ago. Roger and Bo have a past history, the big fight in the middle of the tunnel on the way to Fayetteville years ago.
Bobby Hooper?
If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We're glad you're with us on this Friday. Don't go away. 7 o'clock.
Big boys come to play.
This is madness. This is Sparta.
103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant and their 11 stores.